We Catholics have a real love for the saints. Many of us have a favourite saint, a special friend, to whom we turn, particularly in times of difficulty. Saints such as Francis of Assisi, Thérèse of Lisieux, Padre Pio, Mother Teresa. Many of us bear the name of a saint, either as a baptismal name or a confirmation name. Most of our churches and schools are dedicated to a saint. So we have a real tangible bond with those we call the saints. What inspires such a bond? Perhaps it is because we can identify with their struggles to faithfully follow Jesus and to be a friend of Jesus. Being a friend of Jesus wasn't a guarantee that life would flow smoothly. St. Teresa of Avila, after a certain setback, complained, "If this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them." Only a true friend could speak with such audacity. The better we know the saints, the greater our admiration of how they maintained their friendship with the Lord and kept their hearts open to His Spirit. We see in them the gospel of Jesus faithfully lived day in, day out. In truth, the saints are inspirational. When we allow the lives of the saints to inspire us, we see then the truth in the claim, saints are people who make it easier for others to believe in God. Take, for example, St. Peter, the first pope. He discovered that following Jesus was challenging, and he was often tempted to take the easy way out. Tradition tells us that during Nero's persecution of the Christians, Peter fled from Rome in fear. Yet he found the grace and courage to turn around and go back and to face martyrdom with his fellow Christians. We too sometimes need the same grace and courage to make the right choice and to do the right thing. Consider, for example, the woman who makes the difficult but right decision to carry through an unplanned pregnancy. Or think of St. Augustine, struggling with the sins of the flesh, who prayed, "Lord, make me chaste, but not yet." We understand his struggle and recognize the need for the grace and strength to break free from sinful habits. Today, many struggle with addiction to drugs, alcohol, pornography, gambling. Then again, often it is the sheer courage of the saints that fills us with admiration. Saints such as Maximilian Kolbe and Edith Stein, who despite their own suffering in Auschwitz, reached out to console others. Knowing and loving the saints really does make it easier for us to believe in God. While accepting that saints are people who make it easier for others to believe in God, there is another understanding of that claim which is quite extraordinary, and perhaps for some even shocking. When St. Paul referred to the saints, he had in mind ordinary men and women, just like you and me. We see that in today's second reading he writes, "Greetings to the Church of God in Corinth and to the holy people of Jesus Christ, who are called to take their place among all the saints." These words are even more amazing when we realise that in this moment, his words are addressed to us. We are to hear, "Greetings to the Church of God in St. Bridget's and the holy people of Jesus, called to take their place among all the saints." Here we are, saints, made so in Christ by baptism and by the Eucharist, and united with all who invoke the name of Jesus. But being a saint has serious implications. Saints are those who make it easier for others to believe in God. And that is our God-given mission. We read in today's Gospel passage how John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and declared, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Those same words are addressed to us in every Mass just prior to Holy Communion. Our lives are to point out Jesus, and by the Christian example of our lives, to make it easier for others to believe. For example, as spouses and parents, we take away sin through patient understanding, gentle love, and forgiveness. As young people, through sincere friendship, looking out for one another's well-being, and fearlessly witnessing to all that is good and proper. As retired and older people, by our fidelity to prayer and a deep down contentment inspired by genuine gratitude, making it easier for others to believe in God is our mission. Lord, may we live with the conviction that none of our acts of love, nor any of our acts of sincere concern for others, are lost. That not a single act of love for you is lost, and no generous effort is ever meaningless, no painful endurance wasted. May our lives proclaim the words of the psalm, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will." Amen.